Good afternoon. The time is 2:00. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. Today, we talk about an issue very dear to my heart, as I am a recently separated Army officer. We're talking about veterans' issues, more specifically, homelessness among veterans. On the line with us today, we have Bruce Buckley, CEO of Soldier On, a nonprofit organization which provides veterans with shelter and support. We also have Executive Vice President of Soldier On, Michael Hagmeyer. If you have a question or comment about veterans' issues, maybe you want to share your experience, give us a call at 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. You can also email your questions to voxpop@wamc.org, but again, the number is 1-800-348-2551. Bruce Buckley, Michael Hagmeyer, and your calls, all coming up on Vox Pop right after this news. Hello once again, and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. Today, we discuss veterans' issues with CEO Bruce Buckley and Executive Vice President Michael Hagmeyer of Soldier On. And a note, I myself am an Army veteran. The goal of Soldier On is to provide formerly homeless veterans with permanent, supportive, sustainable housing, assisting them in their transition from homelessness to home ownership. Soldier On is a nationally recognized nonprofit organization working in partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs and other agencies to provide veterans with shelter and support in an environment that offers dignity, integrity, and hope. Soldier On provides services to nearly 9,000 veterans and family members annually through Housing First programs in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The number to call with your questions today is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. And you can email us, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number to call with your veterans' questions is 1-800-348-2551. Bruce and Michael, welcome to Vox Pop.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Jackie.
It's great to have you both here today. To kick things off, whoever wants to take this one, could you explain what the Soldier On program is and what services does it provide to the community?
Well, I'll start with that, Jackie. This is Bruce. And Mike, I'm sure, will have something to add that I don't touch upon. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your military service.
Oh, and, thanks.
Soldier On is a nonprofit. It's a private nonprofit that was incorporated in Massachusetts in 1994 and really began as a transitional housing program or a shelter of sorts with some programming that was funded by the VA in a program that still helps fund us, their per diem program. And that's up to a two-year program for veterans who are homeless or at severe risk of homelessness. And not only does it provide food, shelter, and the necessities, but also programming, service, and support to figure out what exactly needs the veteran has and how can we help support the veteran. That started, again, as I said, in the 90s. The current group that kind of runs it now started in 2000. And we've changed and grown quite a bit. And, you know, I think that change reflects what we've seen as the needs of the veterans that we serve and how best to address those needs. And the program kind of, again, started with 120 transitional beds, and then we purchased some property. Those beds were in Leeds, Massachusetts, on a VA campus. We purchased property in Pittsfield, Massachusetts in 2004, and in an old nursing home that was empty, we created 60 beds of additional transitional housing. And that's kind of what we were doing for the first 5 or 6 years that we were running the Soldier On. What we saw was many of the veterans who came through the program would be back in the program a year or two later. And we saw that a lot of the veterans that we supported and served that had success in the transitional program needed maybe a longer-term connection to this support. And we decided that the best way to serve these veterans was to begin to develop and build permanent housing, and not just build beautiful permanent housing, which is what we've done, but to provide a lot of the services and supports that they need in that environment. And, you know, through today, that's what we do. We create permanent housing in addition to the transitional housing. We just opened a sixth property in Massachusetts with another nonprofit, Brighton Marine in Brighton, Mass, section of Boston. And we have, again, five other properties and about 210 apartments in these different properties. And, you know, one of the pieces of that that's been very successful is, you know, we know these veterans very well. We know their needs. They know us. And we're not their landlords. We're really their community. And I think that's the community that we're as much a part of as they are a part of living there. And we address the needs as they occur. We provide transportation. We provide case management. We provide a meal a day for all of our permanent housing properties. I can keep going with some of the other services, but I think that's an idea of what we do in the permanent housing. And we are continuing to develop permanent housing. We've got a 70-unit apartment in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, that the closing is scheduled actually for Thursday, and construction is scheduled to begin next week. And we've got a couple of properties in the Albany area that were in the development stage, and if everything goes as we hope, should be open within a year or 14 or 15 months would be kind of the goal for those properties. One of those is a 68-unit building that's going to be in Menands right now. And it's we're looking for funding, and we're anticipating being funded, but you never know. And then we would begin construction probably in the later part of this year, or more realistically, in the spring of next year.
Bruce Buckley and... go ahead.
Well, I keep talking here, Jackie. Sorry, but we really do a lot. Another large piece of what we do is a program called SSVF. And I'll let Mike explain our SSVF program and where that is and what that does.
Well, hold on. Before we go to the program, Mike, if you can hold that thought, Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans' issues. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into all of the programs that they offer. But for now, we have to take a short break. Stay tuned for Vox Pop right after this. Welcome back to Vox Pop. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are our guests today. We are discussing veterans' issues, specifically homelessness. Michael, I believe you were going to tell us about a program. Take it away.
Sure. So our program, one of our largest programs that we operate, is called Support Services for Veterans and Families, known as SSVF. We have about 85 employees spread out between Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And that grant is targeted to homeless veterans and veterans who are at imminent risk of being homeless. And that grant allows us to pay for security deposits, rental assistance, utility deposits, child care, and transportation, really a lot of services that help to either get a veteran out of homelessness and into an apartment, stably housed, or to stabilize that family in a current unstable housing situation. So in New York State, we operate from Ulster County all the way north to the Canadian border and all the way west to Pennsylvania past Buffalo. And then in Pennsylvania, it's all of western Pennsylvania from Erie all the way down to Pittsburgh. And then we operate in north and central New Jersey and then in western Massachusetts. And in that program, we serve around 3,500 veteran families annually, providing case management, peer support, employment, and other services, linking them up to either the VA or to local service providers in the area, and really wrapping around all of the services that they need to really make sure that once we end our case management services with them, that they have services set up for as long as they need them to remain stable.
Michael, well, Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On, they're our guests today. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Michael, if I'm a homeless vet, what is the process? Like, how would one reach out to your program? What's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, the best way to really get in touch with us is we have a toll-free number. It is 866-406-8449. That number calls into our call center, which is located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where we have formerly homeless veterans answering the phone and understand talking to the other veterans or even service providers to understand what the need is of the veteran and then making a referral into any of the programs that we may have, whether it's transitional housing, the SSVF program, our permanent housing, transportation, really anything that a veteran may have a question on that we think we can help figure out, we will work as hard as we can through that call center to make sure they're pointed in the right direction.
Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are here. They are our guests today to discuss veterans' issues on the line. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Again, the number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Gentlemen, for both of you, compared to pre-COVID-19 times, how has this program been impacted? What changes have you noticed?
Well, I'll start with that. This is Bruce again. I think, first of all, you know, it was a dramatic impact in addressing the immediate needs in our transitional housing, where a lot of the veterans are living in a congregate living environment with sometimes multiple veterans in the same room. And we acted, I think, pretty quickly in how we changed our staffing patterns. So our staff wasn't moving between buildings, but limited to one building, which was not our traditional kind of staffing pattern. And we provided masks and we did temperature checks and we had quarantine rooms that we had set up and used fairly frequently with veterans that presented with symptoms. And we had a couple of veterans test positive that we were able to quarantine and isolate. And the VA really stepped up and we tested 110 other veterans who may have been exposed, all of which fortunately came back negative. But, you know, the VA, when testing was a little more difficult, stepped up to get us the testing. So we had the immediate kind of situation of dealing with COVID in our buildings and educating the veterans who lived in our permanent housing. And fortunately, most of the veterans were very cooperative and kind of went with the program. So it so far, and I knock on wood, because it's certainly not over, but, you know, we've done well so far.
Bruce,
I think I'll let Mike.
Before we go to Mike, your partnership with the VA, you bring up an interesting point, because I know that you work closely with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm wondering if through this pandemic you've had to work even more closely and start even more programs together. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, I mean, in Northampton on the VA campus, where we have 44 units of permanent housing, as well as about 140 transitional beds, we worked very closely. We established a daily call with the VA, which really was good in setting up communication. And, you know, there were times we had some programs and some flexibility that could help the VA, and the VA has the strength of the VA that they were able to help us. We also worked closely with the Albany VA, and just, you know, sharing the message and coordinating the ability to have veterans tested and cared for. So our experience with the VA was, you know, I think it's a little bit of the best of both worlds through this, where they have the might of the VA and we've got the flexibility of the little guy and transportation and food that we could provide. And we've worked well through with them so far. And the VA has provided a lot of extra funding to help as well, which I'll let Mike talk about that if you want to take a minute, Mike.
Sure. So the VA actually provided through the CARES Act, they provided extra funding for SSDF, knowing that we needed to make sure we were keeping social distancing happening in shelters and really diverting the most vulnerable veterans that were in the communities we were serving out of shelters and providing emergency housing assistance to place those veterans with services in hotels, which has worked out tremendously great to keep those veterans safe. And then being able to work with those veterans from there to find them housing that is suitable in the community. So the extra funding has really worked out great from the VA to really make sure veterans are safe.
Bruce Buckley.
One thing I wanted to just add about the pandemic, you know, one of the changes that I know a lot of people were in the process of making during the pandemic, and we had actually started 2 months prior, was video conferencing. So we actually have a software called Let's Talk Interactive that's powered by Zoom, that is HIPAA compliant and secure, that we were able to, once this all happened, really immediately jump right into online meetings with our veterans and working through doing home inspections with veterans on video that were moving into apartments. And really, we were able to do it seamlessly. But that was one of the major shifts, I think, that we had to really quickly adjust to and really be comfortable with, which we were in the process of doing. And the pandemic happened, and our staff made that transition and really were able to continuously serve veterans really without any delays.
Michael, when you say home inspections, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so with the SSBF program that I mentioned earlier, and we, you know, we're able to pay security deposits and rental assistance, we have to do a housing quality inspection to make sure that the apartment meets habitability standards. So part of that was doing video inspections with the veteran or the landlord on video, showing us the apartment and making sure that things were working so that we were placing veterans in quality housing.
One of the things that I noticed on your website, which, by the way, can you give us your website so that people know?
Sure. It's
go ahead, Mike. All right, I'll go. It's WeSoldierOn.org. WeSoldierOn.org.
And I noticed on WeSoldierOn.org that you have emergency housing in Kingston, New York. I'm wondering, how many veterans does that house, for how long? And when you say transitional beds, do you mean it's emergency housing, or how does that work?
Sure. So we have the capacity through our partnership with Ulster County Veterans Service Office to provide up to 8 transitional housing beds there. We have a grant through the VA in New York for an emergency bed contract. So we have the ability to house 8 veterans for 60 days with a 30-day extension. So a lot of times with veterans who are in the Ulster County area who need shelter, they can't locate it, we're able to take them in with the VA and then begin the housing search process through our SSDF program. So it provides the veterans with a safe place to live for between 60 and 90 days while we start to find that housing for them.
And this is for Bruce or Michael. I noticed that Soldier On offers treatment programs. Talk to me a little bit about the connection between addiction that you see and homelessness and how you treat all of those things.
Sure. I think, you know, it would be a holistic approach, I guess, is a word you can describe it, where we've been at this long enough where we really see a lot of similar issues and a lot of similar struggles. And all the ancillary struggles and challenges that go with it after the initial problem, which let's say it's drug addiction or alcohol or mental health issues. And I think they're all connected. You know, what's the drug addiction? It's the symptom to me, not the problem. And I think to figure out what the problem is, is a long journey for everyone. And we have mental health professionals both on our staff with the VA and in the communities, as well as other service providers, that we work to really individualize a plan for each veteran. And the veterans that come into transitional and end up in permanent, we know them, again, very well and can help stay ahead of the issues, hopefully. So it's really a lot of those direct care issues. And then we've developed a financial literacy program. We have a wellness program. We have a lot of other programs which, kind of come in after the initial struggle is maybe addressed to provide what they need to move forward. We provide job opportunities. A lot of our staff is formerly homeless veterans. We provide education support. We have a lot of veterans that come in as homeless veterans that we help get educated. Many get a CDAC or a KDAC, sorry, which is a Certified Alcohol and Drug Counselor designation, and they become full-time case managers and work with the veterans who come in that they have the same history sometimes and they can share the same stories. So there's a lot of components, and I'll just add that our mental health clinician who traveled from building to building and quickly went to the telehealth platform that Mike referred to, went from seeing 13 or 15 veterans a week to 25, and I think a little bit to his surprise, he loves it. I think he was maybe not skeptical, but a little resistant to that change. And, he really feels it's a better way to treat a lot of the veterans, which was against his original kind of thought process.
Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are our guests today. We are discussing veterans' issues, specifically homelessness. The number to call with your questions is 1-800-348-2551. Again, that number is 1-800-348-2551. Bruce or Michael, when you speak to these veterans, you talk to them, you learn their stories. What are some of the patterns that you've noticed that have led to their homelessness?
Well, I'll start that, and again, Mike can come in if he has some extra thoughts. I think a couple of things that, you start to see that a lot of the men and the women that we serve, I'll use a phrase called early childhood trauma, but really a lot of times the veterans that end up in our program had a difficult life before the military, and they didn't always have a lot of the pieces of development that many of us get. And I think, you start to see that, and that takes a while to get to that conclusion. But I think that's common that you see when you really get to know the veteran. They had a difficult start in their military service, gave them some direction, gave them a foundation, gave them some benefits when they get out as well. But, those problems, they don't disappear without addressing them. And I think sometimes we're the stop in their life that they address those problems. And, that kind of translates into the more obvious addiction and mental health issues. And even getting mental health treatment with the right medication can make a huge difference. If you're struggling with that, if you're living out in the streets or even couch surfing, it's very difficult to keep a regulated life and access to your prescriptions and all of those pieces that help kind of steady the ship for you.
And Bruce, can you give us that hotline number one more time?
Yeah, it's 866-406-8449.
Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans' issues, specifically homelessness. Gentlemen, we have a couple calls stacking up. I also have an email in front of me. What do you say we go to our first call, which is Daniel in Albany, who has been waiting quite a long time. Daniel, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, I'm spending the summer working with the Legal Aid Society of Northeastern New York, and we're trying to reach veterans in our community who might have need of our civil legal services, which can include housing issues. So any veterans facing things like eviction or foreclosure? Hello, is anyone there?
Yep, we're here. Bruce, yep. Michael.
You want to take that, Mike?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I can take that. So, hey Daniel, thanks for asking that question. So, the good news right now is through our SSVF program, we are able to help a lot of veterans a lot easier than we used to be able to help them probably 6 months ago, where we do not have to actually have a veteran who is actually facing eviction to help them. We actually just have to have a veteran who is behind on rent right now that we can help. So right now we're not seeing anybody with eviction notices, which is good. We do sometimes come across veterans who are potentially facing foreclosure. I think it would definitely be great to be able to connect those veterans through our call center or our SSVF program with the Legal Aid Society. So we definitely see some of those veterans every now and again.
Yeah, if we could I share the intake phone number for the Legal Aid Society in Northeastern New York, which can also help veterans who might be facing foreclosure, as well as a slew of other civil legal issues ranging from family law to assistance with getting access to benefits like SSI or SSD or amending their discharge status or other things like that?
Sure. Daniel, why don't you share that phone number and then we'll go to break.
Okay, yeah. So the phone number for legal assistance with civil matters is 833-628-0087.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeyer of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans issues, specifically homelessness. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. We have some calls stacking up, some emails in front of us, and we'll get to all of those things right after this break. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Jackie Orchard, filling in for Ray Graff. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeyer of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans' issues, specifically homelessness. The number to call with your questions or your comments or your experience, it's 1-800-348-2551. Again, that's 1-800-348-2551. Gentlemen, I have this email in front of me. The topic is a little sensitive. It's about veteran suicide. I'm going to read it to you, and we will go from there. So just wondering if the guests and hosts are willing to provide their opinions on why the veteran suicide rate remains so high and why efforts to reduce the rates have struggled to bring the rates down. And that is from Josh. Who wants to start?
Well, I'll certainly start. I don't pretend to have the answer to that, really. I think I have my take on that. And, I think the veterans that we see who are veterans who are struggling are really kind of come to us and are often alone. And, I think veterans, homelessness, and loneliness kind of go hand in hand. Unfortunately, I think a lot of veterans who tend to be of a personality, and certainly it's, not all veterans, that might tend to isolate, that might tend to think they have to deal with their problems themselves, and they don't maybe seek help or they don't get access to help in a timely manner, which has certainly been an issue. I think that's where you see a lot of the suicide. And again, we don't see a lot of that. And maybe the superstitious in me as I knock on wood again, but it's really, we've served thousands, tens of thousands of veterans, really, over the last 20 years. That's not something we've seen much of. And I think it's really, it's no magic other than they belong to the community, they feel a part of something, and they have, a community that they can reach out to and become part of.
And Bruce, I want to come back to a point that you made earlier. I think it's a great point. When you referenced early childhood trauma as one of the reasons that veterans might turn to addiction or they feel isolated. And I did a story once on how horses can act as a therapy tool specifically for veterans with PTSD. And all of the veterans I interviewed said that they were sexually abused as a child, had some sort of abusive trauma, and that was really more of what was surfacing now that they didn't have the military to fall back on as like a family unit. So your treatment options that you offer, how is that tailored to that specific need?
Well, I think, you know, partnerships are something we do quite a bit of with, you know, our agency, with whether it's the VA or other agencies. And we've worked with other groups that do provide the equine therapy that you're talking to, some outdoor activity, you know, fishing. I mean, I could go on and on with a lot of people that have reached out and found ways to partner with us and help and continue to do so. And, you know, I think the therapies, I'm going to say they're all good, and I don't really know that they all are good, but I think it's what each individual finds that works for them. And I think, you know, when you talk about horses, I think it's a connection. It's a purpose, and I think it allows them to find a kind of a sense of calm and peace where they can then address their issue. I think until you can get that, it's difficult to really take your issues head on.
Absolutely. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans' issues, specifically homelessness. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Gentlemen, we do have a couple callers waiting on the line. What do you say we start to take some of those calls?
Sure.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's go to Matthew in Schenectady. Matthew, hi. How are you?
Oh, I am just... I'm at the top of my game right now, and I attribute the strength and positivity that I feel from the words that I'm hearing from you guys, because they're not words. These are actionable statements. It's not just people speaking. And I've been hearing people speak for 13 years. 13 years I've been hearing people speak to me at the VA. And all I ask is to be heard and seen. And I felt heard and seen listening to your show without even engaging you. And that right there is what brings happiness to my heart, that makes me be able to live on another day, even though right now I am a documented high-risk suicide veteran at the Albany Stratton VA Medical Center, which 4 weeks ago just locked me up and violated my rights. And nobody's listening to me. Nobody's been listening. And I'm just trying to be heard. But the only people I'm speaking to is the VA. And when you're engaging the entity in which is oppressing you, how is change ever going to come from that? How? Like, that's my, I'm actually asking that question because I don't have an answer, and I'm looking for one.
Well, first of all, we do hear you. And, you know, again, this is the first time I've ever spoke to you, but your message is loud and clear.
So I am at risk for homelessness again. Again.
Well, reach out.
I can't hold a job. Hopefully
you've got the number that we set
well,
a few times.
Let's hear that number again. Let's toss that out there again.
Sure. Are you ready to take this, Matt?
Yeah.
It's 866.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you. Is it 1-866-406-8449?
You got it. So
that gets a call. My brother wrote it down for me because he's my support.
A formerly homeless veteran will answer the phone, and that's some of our employment. And he'll direct you to us, say you talk to me or Mike Hagmeier. And I think, you know, we can work with you and, you know, hopefully work with the VA in getting you the support you need.
I shouldn't even be at risk for homelessness. I've been applying for unemployment since March 27th, and I can't get a hold of anybody. I've reached out to the VA for help trying to access these resources in which I'm struggling to be able to gain access to. And I'm just being given more numbers to call and leave messages, places to send emails that are not being fulfilled or heard. And I'm just...
Well, I guarantee if you call
let me just tell you, my background, I was an Army medic in Iraq. I had a ninth grade high school education. I'm the first person to go through NIST unit's GED program. I dropped out of ninth grade because I was going to be 21 when I graduated. When I got back from Iraq, I had to go to college to apply to go to nursing school. I got a full academic scholarship to Ellis School of Nursing, which is a very difficult nursing school to get into, let alone receive their full academic scholarship. And not being able to get the adequate support and resources, I was not able to fulfill my degree as a nurse. And then I went back to school at the recommendations of a unsupportive disabled veteran Marine counselor at the local Albany Vet Center to leave my job and become a social worker so that I can help veterans because I have the capacity to hear and see people and provide support. I didn't get support through that. Now I'm a mechanic. I can't hold a job as being a mechanic. The VA is, everybody is aware of this. I go from counselor to counselor, from psychiatrist to psychiatrist. You know, I've reached out to patient advocate at the VA with no return of call or anything. I mean, so like I'm doing my best. And so I just want you to understand that I'm so worn down that people that offer suggestions to me, it's really difficult. Like if I could provide my information at some point and I could have somebody reach out to me, I might be more successful in accessing this resource right now just because of where I'm at personally. I'm not saying everybody's there. I'm just talking about where I'm at right now today.
Sure. Well, I don't know how to, you know, Jackie can handle it on the air properly. I don't want to pretend I know how. But if you can get that information to somebody there,
yeah,
and Jackie can give it to us,
yeah,
we'll reach out to you.
We can handle that off air.
I appreciate that.
Matthew, you can email me at voxpop@wamc.org, and I will make sure you get connected with Bruce and Michael and the good people at Soldier On. How does that sound?
I think that, hold on one second. I want my brother to hear that because he'll be able to absorb that information that I'm going to lose because I'm in an emotional state right now because I feel seen and heard, which is something I've struggled to be able to access. And that's my therapy. That's my support. So I'm in a good, tough place right now while circumstantially being in a difficult place.
Okay.
Well, Drew,
write this down. It's voxpop@wamc.org and we'll get you connected with
Vox
Bruce
Pop.
And Michael. Yep, voxpop@wamc.org.
Voxpop@wamc.org. Okay, that's what I can access. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yes, and I will be looking out
for
your email,
Matt.
And I'll make sure you guys get in touch.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, thanks, Matt. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeyer of Soldier On are our guests today. We're discussing veterans issues, specifically homelessness. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. We have a couple other callers on the line. Let's go now to Lois in Del Mar. Lois, how are you?
Hi, I'm just great, and maybe I'm wasting you guys' time because I'm calling you about somebody who is not a veteran, but he was an interpreter for veterans in Afghanistan. And weeks before he was supposed to be taken out of the country for his own safety, he was shot by a sharpshooter, and he now has two paralyzed legs. He's having a hard time, and he did go to the Veterans Miracle Center. I took him there. They treated him like a veteran. They were really nice to him and gave him supplies and so forth. But he sometimes gets really low. It's kind of hard getting along without any legs in a foreign country.
Right.
With no family with him. Would there be any point in trying to put him in touch with your organization?
Bruce?
Yeah,
Are you able to
help people like that?
You know, we certainly have rules and restrictions on what we can do with the funding, but we can definitely work with him to get him, you know, the support that if we can't provide it, we do work with a lot of other agencies and we can kind of case manage him to get him to a point where he has access, hopefully, to what he needs to kind of get out of the situation he's in.
Right. Well, he's a very positive guy. He doesn't sit around and mope and say, oh, poor me or anything. But I have heard him say a couple of times he was getting really depressed. And
sure.
He has good English skills. He speaks several languages fluently. He should be useful to some group in this country for his abilities. But it's hard for him to hold down a job because he has so many medical problems and appointments that a full-time job is nearly impossible for him to manage.
Well, Lois, let's get you that hotline number from Bruce and Michael. Guys, one more time.
Yeah, it's 1-866-406-8449.
406-8449. Wonderful. Okay. I don't need to bother to give you any further information for him. I'll tell him about you and see whether he's heard it. Maybe he's already heard of you guys. And
great.
Possibly.
I haven't talked to him for a while.
All right,
thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along, gentlemen, we have a couple other calls. Let's go now to Valerie in Clifton Park. Valerie, hi.
Hi, how are you, Jackie?
I'm great.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm a veteran as well. I come from a long line of military family. My husband's been in for 30 years. My dad was in 33. My stepson was in for 7. So I come from a long line of military. I was an officer, too, and I understand what your guests are saying about people who come in, you know, who might have had childhood trauma. What I saw when I was in was some of my soldiers who had been deployed and then came back, and maybe their spouse and children had, you know, left them and moved away. They couldn't handle the separation. There was, you know, sometimes infidelity going on, and there were, that's, you know, that was traumatic. And then, you know, the soldiers that seemed like soldiers and officers that did okay were the ones who had support back home. Is that one of the big barriers, I guess, to, and you know, that creates homelessness? And along those lines, because I'm a female, I know that the female veteran is one of the largest growing sectors of homeless veterans, because obviously more women are going in the military and coming out, and oftentimes they're also the primary caregiver of children. And I guess I just want to hear what your guests have to say about that.
Bruce
Thank
and
you.
Michael, I know you have a women's program. Do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, on the women's side, we have a transitional program that's specifically for female veterans, and we just opened, maybe 2 months ago, we just completed a 14-unit brand-new construction of 14 apartments specifically for female veterans in Pittsfield, Mass. That's, you know, we're in the process of filling up as we speak, and we've got 16 beds of transitional housing in a program for female veterans on the VA campus in Leeds. And, you know, I think, again, the women that end up at Soldier On have often, on top of a difficult childhood, sexual trauma is often part of the profile, unfortunately, that we see. And unfortunately, this occurs sometimes in the military to some of these women, and sometimes after the military. So, you know, they have very specific needs that we've learned to address by basically keeping most of the men out of their life. And that, you know, none of the men at Soldier On go to the women's buildings without permission. And, you know, we just don't pop in there because, again, I think like we were talking with the horses,
yeah.
You know, the recovery needs to take place in a secure environment where the women feel safe, secure, and in control. And, you know, that's the experience that we have with female veterans. And I think the first part on loneliness is definitely part of the problem. You know, England, about 3 or 4 years ago, appointed a new position. It's the Minister of Loneliness. And, you know, there's a real health cost to loneliness in our whole society. And I think, you know, our program definitely deals with that aspect. And, you know, the community that they get to become part of when they come here lasts often forever. And, you know, that's part of the recovery.
Valerie, I want to thank you for the call and for sharing your experience. Also, thank you for your service. We are, unfortunately, just about out of time today, but I want to thank everyone who called in and apologize to those left on the line. I would also like to thank Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier of Soldier On for being with us on the line today to discuss these very important issues. Support for Vox Pop comes from Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, Quarriers and Fabricators, used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking. Rare and wonderful native stone of the Berkshires, ashfieldstone.com. Nine Pin Cider Works, Albany, New York, Farm Cidery with Outdoor Cafe, Thursday through Sunday. Local hard cider, merchandise, and apparel, also through shipping. Ninepincider.com. The Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz, an undergraduate theater program in liberal arts with concentration concentrations in design and technology, theater studies and performance, newpaltz.edu/theatre. And Careers in Transition LLC, Albany, Dr. Tom Denham providing individual career guidance, career testing, job strategies, interview preparation, LinkedIn lessons, resume and cover letter writing, accepting new clients, careersintransitionllc.com. Thanks again for joining us today on Vox Pop. Our engineer has been Mike Boehm. Your calls were answered by James Farrison. I'm producer and host this week, Jackie Orchard. Join us tomorrow for a different kind of vet, veterinarian. Dr. Carrie Loughlin joins us to answer your questions about all your furry friends. Stay tuned now for The Book Show.